Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to another episode of The Calm Within. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into something super important. Understanding your triggers. Ever feel like you're walking on a tightrope, just waiting for someone to bump you and send you tumbling down? Yeah, that feeling. That's often what happens when we let our triggers run wild. We all have them, those little things, sometimes big things, that set us off, sending us spiraling into a whirlwind of emotions. Maybe it's criticism, loud noises, a certain smell you know, the usual suspects. But before we can effectively manage those emotional explosions, we need to identify what sets them off in the first place. Think of it like detective work, but instead of solving crimes, you're solving the mystery of your own reactions. So, today's episode is all about that, understanding your triggers and learning to manage them. I promise, by the end of this, you'll have some seriously helpful tools in your emotional toolbox. First things first. What are triggers? They're essentially anything that evokes a strong emotional response, often an unpleasant one. Think about it like this. Imagine a spider web glistening with morning dew. The web is your calm state of mind, and the dewdrops represent those intense emotions. With something, a person, a situation, even a memory brushes against the web, it disrupts that delicate balance, creating ripples of discomfort, anger, anxiety, or sadness. Take a moment to reflect. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe there are specific places that make your stomach churn with dread? Pay attention to those sensations, they could be whispering clues about your triggers. Secondly, knowing what your triggers are is only half the battle. You need to develop strategies to manage them before they take over your emotional landscape. Now, this isn't about suppressing your emotions, that's like putting a lid on a pressure cooker, it's just going to explode eventually. It's more about learning healthy coping mechanisms. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run towards a fire without a bucket of water, right? Well, when a trigger arises, we need our own emotional buckets, tools that help us navigate the situation calmly and effectively. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Self-awareness is your superpower. Paying attention to your body's signals, thoughts, and feelings can give you valuable insights into what sets you off. Reframe negative thoughts. Triggers often amplify negativity. Learn to challenge those thought patterns and replace them with more realistic and positive ones. Remember, you're the author of your own story. Rewrite those negative narratives. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from reactive emotions. Try deep breathing exercises, meditation, or simply focusing on your senses to ground yourself. Set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or trigger negative responses. Remember, you don't have to please everyone. Prioritize your own peace of mind. Seek support when needed. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly helpful. Sometimes, we all need a sounding board and a little guidance to navigate those emotional storms. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss delivers some unexpected criticism. Now, you know that harsh feedback can trigger feelings of inadequacy in you. It's one of your biggest triggers. But instead of immediately spiraling into self-doubt, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this feedback isn't a reflection of your worth, and calmly ask for clarification. You even use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. That's the power of understanding and managing your triggers. Remember, navigating life's ups and downs is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed, but by developing these tools and practicing them regularly, you'll find yourself becoming more resilient, adaptable, and ultimately, more peaceful. So, what's one trigger you want to tackle this week? Write it down, think about your coping strategies, and practice those techniques whenever that trigger pops up. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. Let's create a supportive community here together. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. It helps others discover the calm within and find their own inner peace. Until next time, keep that calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.